This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright. Today we welcome back our good friend Kedra Daniels Navaroli, the Assistant Director and Curator of the Ruth Funk Center for Textile Arts here on the Florida Tech campus, our hidden gem. And there are so many cool things going on there. The next exhibit is Flora and Fiber. It opens on May 20th, runs through August 26th. Kedra, thanks for coming in. Tell us about Flora and Fiber.
Thank you so much, Terry. We're really excited for this exhibit. It comes exclusively from our permanent collection, so we're really happy to have it here showcased on campus. It broadly looks at the use of plants and the depiction of flowers in textile arts, but this exhibit focuses on the way that textiles and crafts from the continent of Asia influenced art, fashion, and design in America and Europe in the late 18th and the early 20th century. For example, it's funny, but historically, cashmere shawls, we all know as keeping us really warm, were a type of hand-spun goat hair shawl from the cashmere region of India. They were actually characterized by a floral design that became so fashionable in Europe and the U.S. in the 18th and 19th centuries that Europeans wanted to make their own copies. And the town of Paisley in Scotland became so famous for their own imitations that the Paisley pattern is now synonymous with this sort of decorative floral design. And so our exhibition looks at numerous examples of these types of influences and adaptions and includes Art Deco era kimono, beaded flapper dresses from the 1920s, and beautifully hand-dyed indigo textiles. So the exhibition also looks at and includes recent acquisitions, things that we've never displayed before. And we're really excited about that because we also have an 18th century undervest from China that's made entirely from interlaced segments of bamboo. It's really extraordinary. It's really ingenious. And we also have a silk velvet cape made by acclaimed textile designer and inventor Mariano Fortuny. Fortuny was known for making these creations that were hand stenciled with metallic stencils and dyes that he created. And these creations were so coveted that the elite, everyone wanted one of Fortuny's capes. And so we're so fortunate to have one that was actually given to us after the passing of our benefactor, Ruth Funk. This was something that came from her estate that was given to us upon her death. So this was one of the last gifts from Ruth. And we're so happy to have this now exhibited as part of this exhibition from the permanent collection. So we're really excited just on the whole to have an exhibition like this and to have it showcased now.
Opens on May 20th. And what are the hours of the museum? People can come and see all these very cool things.
Yes. So beginning May 20th, the center will be open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from noon to 4. Admission is free. And we often have docents on site to welcome and guide the guests during public hours. So all the wonderful sort of tidbits of information, our docents are very knowledgeable and there to share with guests when they arrive. The public are also welcome to call ahead of time and arrange tours in advance. And if anyone's interested in learning more, they can visit our website at textiles.fit.edu, email us at textiles@fit.edu, or they can call the center's front desk at 321-674-8313.
Flora and Fiber opens on May 20th and it runs through August 26th. Kedra, thanks so much for coming in. We look forward to hearing more throughout the summer.
We will.